Let me tell you a little bit about Z-Stack. At the end of the day, you got to keep your body healthy. We got to boost our immune system. Make sure that we are doing everything we can to be healthy because it's going to be all hands on deck. May I suggest Z-Stack? It's a specially formulated natural immune boosting supplement. It has zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, difficult things to pronounce like quercetin. How do you say it, Sarah? Say it.
Quercetin.
What is it?
Quercetin.
Quercetin. Mm-hmm. All right. I love quercetin. I can't get enough quercetin. Anyway, boost your body's immune system. Make sure your family is healthy. Get ZStackLife.com/Beck. ZStackLife.com. Enter the promo code Beck. Get a discount off your first order. It's ZStackLife.com/Beck. Quercetin.
Quercetin. Oh, that's pretty good, I think. Yeah.
I like that. I love that stuff. I eat it by the spoonful.
Here is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. The president of the Ukraine is doing a virtual address to Congress. He's about to speak right now. Nancy Pelosi is, talking about plastic surgery or whatever it is, but we'll get to him in 60 seconds. Stand by. First, there are some things in life that you just can't prepare for or protect against, but having your identity stolen by cyber criminals doesn't have to be one of them. Nobody can stop all of it or monitor everything, but your information is online all over the place, and every day there is no shortage of people that would love nothing more than to find your information and use it to take everything that they can and everything that you have. I want you to sign up now. Save 25% off your first year of LifeLock. LifeLock.com. LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Head to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck for 25% off. Do it now. Here is the president of the Ukraine. His virtual address to Congress.
Great to hear us. My colleagues. Slava Ukraina.
Slava Ukraina. Okay, Nancy, come on. She's just
glory
torture.
Glory to heroes.
Дуже дякую.
Thank you very much.
Пані спікер, члени
Madam Speaker, members of Пані the Congress, Добре. Ladies and gentlemen,
Americans,
friends,
я гордий вітати вас з України.
I'm proud to greet you from Ukraine, from our capital, city of Kyiv. A city that is under missile and airstrikes from Russian troops every day. But it doesn't give up. And we have not even thought about it for a second. Just like many other cities and communities in our beautiful country, which found themselves in the worst war since World War II. I have the honor to greet you on behalf of the Ukrainian people, brave and freedom-loving people, who for 8 years have been resisting the Russian aggression. Those who give their best sons and daughters to stop this full-scale Russian invasion. Right now, the destiny of our country is being decided. The destiny of our people, whether Ukrainians will be free, whether they will be able to preserve their democracy, Russia has attacked not just us, not just our land, not just our cities. It went on a brutal offensive against our values, basic human values. It threw tanks and planes against our freedom, against our right to live freely in our own country, choosing our own future. Against our desire for happiness, against our national dreams, just like the same dreams you have, you Americans, just like anyone else in the United States. I remember your national memorial in Rushmore, the faces of your prominent presidents, those who laid the foundation of the United States of America as it is today, democracy, independence, freedom, and care for every person, for everyone who works diligently, who lives honestly, who respects the law. We in Ukraine want the same for our people.
All
that is normal part of your own life. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, Americans, in your great history, you have pages that would allow you to understand Ukrainians, understand us now, when you need it right now, when we need you right now. Remember Pearl Harbor, terrible morning of December 7, 1941, when your sky was black from the planes attacking you. Just remember it. Remember September the 11th, a terrible day in 2001 when evil tried to turn your cities, independent territories, in battlefields, when innocent people were attacked from air. Yes. Just like no one else expected it, you could not stop it. Our country experiences the same every day, right now, at this moment, every night, for 3 weeks now. Various Ukrainian cities, Odessa and Kharkiv, Chernihiv and Sumy, Zhytomyr and Lviv, Mariupol and Dnipro, Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people. Russian troops have already fired nearly 1,000 missiles at Ukraine, countless bombs. They use drones to kill us with precision. This is a terror that Europe has not seen for 80 years, and we are asking for a reply, for an answer to this terror from the whole world. Is this a lot to ask for? To create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people? Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone, something that Ukraine, that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities. If this is too much to ask, we offer an alternative. You know what kind of defense systems we need, S-300 and other similar systems. You know how much depends on the battlefield, on the ability to use aircraft, powerful, strong aviation to protect our people, our freedom, our land, aircraft that can help Ukraine, help Europe. And you know that they exist and you have them, but they are on Earth, not in Ukraine, in the Ukrainian sky. They do not defend our people. I have a dream. These